All right, welcome to this edition of EMS Now and Informa on Tour in Europe 2022. I am Eric Miskell with EMS Now, and I'm sitting with Hadita Weiss of Informa, market researcher extraordinaire for the European EMS market. Today we visited with the fourth EMS company here, or our fourth EMS company here in Sweden. Today we were with Orbit One in Ronneby, Sweden, in the southern part. We met with Matthias Lindt, who is the president and CEO of Orbit One, and Ulf Carlson, who's the vice president of operations with Orbit One. Let me just characterize who they are in brief and tell a little bit of the history, and I'll get Dita to make some comments here as well. Orbit One is about €100 million EMS company. They have around 685 employees, and they have four facilities, two in Sweden, one in Poland, and one in Kaliningrad. We will make some comments about that just in a moment. The history of the company is kind of noteworthy. As most things in Sweden, we find out, they began as an Ericsson facility way back in the day. They then were a facility of Flextronics. And actually, Matthias Lindt worked at Flextronics for many years as well. The company Orbit One itself was created in 2003 through a management buyout. The facility was actually next door to where we were visiting today. In 2015, there was kind of the integration of the Orbit One when Orbit One acquired the Flex facility here in Ronneby, and they merged those two together. So I think their Dita, I think it was sized that it's about the number three by size or by revenue size EMS here in Sweden. So add a little color commentary here. Tell us a little more about them.
Yeah, I might add as well some cauliflower. But anyhow, it was very interesting. First of all, I get more or less to this impression that half of the Swedish EMS industry has been related to Flextronics in the past, or at least had a strong connection with them, consulting them, or directly working with them. So that's the number one impression. Now, you mentioned that Orbit One has four facilities. I was curious when I came to Sweden to find out whether that Orbit One factory in Kaliningrad was still working. You know, Kaliningrad is a Russian enclave between Lithuania and Poland at the Baltic Sea, and Orbit One still has two SMD lines over there, manufacturing there with 60 employees, and that was very interesting. Even so, the future remains to be seen how that is going to continue. But other than that, very interesting and in line with my general view of what this industry in Europe will do this year, there was a clear statement that Orbit One will be able to increase their revenues by 25% this year, and a third of that is price increases, the rest will more or less be quantity increase plus some impact due to the fluctuation of the exchange rate. In actual fact, I cross-checked that, and the exchange rate in the first 10 months of this year have changed to the average exchange rate of 2021 by 4.1%. So you could roughly say, if 8% has been price increase, let's say 5% is exchange rate, then there is still a remainder of 12% quantity increase, and that is a message I'm passing on to all those guys who are talking about this semiconductor crisis. Yes, we have had a semiconductor shortage, but it was not to the extent that the industry was harmed in a way that their revenues declined. The only problem they had was they could have even increased their revenue further if they had all the semiconductors. But still, the 2022 numbers, I can tell you that very clearly, will be the best revenue numbers in Europe for the last 12 years.
And you're not talking about just Orbit One, you're talking about the overall EMS
Yes, I'm
revenue
talking about Europe in general.
Okay. Well, that's good news. Thank you. That's excellent. Yeah, and that is the trend we're hearing, right? Is that things are up for this year. Generally speaking, the EMS we've talked to, there's an increase in that.
Yeah, but as well, those people who lately have been so lucky to hear one of my presentations in one of the seminars, they know as well that I have predicted rough times to come in 2023. And this today, for the first time during our visit, was confirmed by Orbit One as well. They do see rough times ahead, and the question has to be raised to all EMS companies. You better make sure that you check your order book again on hot air that is in there rather than real valid orders.
Yeah. No, I think it will be interesting time. We'll see how this plays out next year. A couple other things, kind of comments about Orbit One, kind of how they came across to us and our impressions of them. Very much partnership driven. I mean, they really stress that they're very really looking for partnerships. They look for. We saw one graph that they shared with us, kind of how long they've been the engagements with many of their customers. And
Oh, yes,
this
and
was
most of that was more than 15 years.
Five,
And
15 plus years.
Yeah, and they clearly said, we are not interested in being the cheapest, and we don't want to be viewed as a cheap supplier. We
Right.
want to be the partner
Yep.
Of our customers, and if a customer is not willing, we are willing as well to tell them to go away.
Well, they didn't say to go away. What they said that they do is that they would assist them in finding a more suitable partner for themselves. So, because they really are looking for what we all refer to as those sticky relationships. A couple other impressions too. It seems like the organizational structure tends to be quite flat. They don't. They purposely try to avoid that at the a real big hierarchy. It struck me with a lot of the graphs and what we were shown there today that we can't obviously divulge, but that they're very metric-driven organization, the way they manage that, and they really leverage the experience and the quality of their people and the teams and involve them in a lot of that, really focusing on efficiency. And as Ulf was talking about, really the lean principles.
Yes, and they even have a very dedicated system to track their goals, and they have different groups for this who are regularly meeting and checking whether they are online in specific to the two biggest company goals, which number one is achieving their EBITDA goals, and at the same time making sure that liquidity is right. Because that is, as we have seen over the last visits as well, the biggest issue at the moment is still inventory. Yeah, inventory levels are far too high compared to the previous years, and everybody is worried about that.
I would just also to characterize the type of manufacturing, electronics manufacturing, when we did the facility tour, we saw the their SMT lines. There were three in this facility. But then we also saw a very impressive kind of automation of the post reflow processes that they had invested in there. And so I think we saw pretty complex builds. We saw a chart too that showed how in different facilities the type of manufacturing that was going on there. And then a lot of kind of customer work cells and what they were working back there.
Yes, and again, we see a proof of the general trend that the EMS industry, especially those who are big enough, they do not just want to manufacture PCBAs. They are doing more vertical integration, and Orbit One is doing that as well, and more than 50% of their revenues nowadays are full system builds. That is the trend where, as well, one of the charts is that further improves the sticky relations between the customer and the OEM and the EMS service partner.
Yeah, and that kind of leads to another topic that we led with in our conversation. Well, didn't lead with, but one of the first conversations, and it's one we've been having with the companies, and that is the issue about how much of the OEM total available market is EMS being able to get. And what the impression we're getting is that here in Scandinavia, Sweden, you know, that we're in, but let's generalize that to kind of Scandinavia, the Nordics, that it's at a higher percentage is being outsourced than probably in the rest of Europe. And I'll ask you to speak to this in just a moment. And that really is because they've developed the trust. They're more mature in that outsourcing. You go to somebody like an Ericsson that started outsourcing early on, and they have that whole history, and these EMS companies have really developed that. And we also talked about the talent that still resides within the OEM, the manufacturing, and what they're focusing on there. And we're talking about the engineering talent that OEMs still have to maintain, that has to deal with a lot of R&D for new product development and those type of things. So, I'll let you speak to some of the numbers that we heard there.
Yes. Again, it was for the second time during our visit confirmed that they see the Scandinavian market to have 70% or about 70% of electronic products manufactured mm-hmm. by EMS companies, which is definitely much higher than what we have been calculating so far for Europe in general, where we always have been stating 38% on average. Now, you have to realize it's very difficult to get to a right number in that respect, because it is difficult to really calculate the European production value of electronics, which means OEM and EMS in full. EMS we know in full, OEM we don't. Again, if I just take this 70% for Scandinavia, and Scandinavia has a production value of 6% of all of European EMS production, then I can already today say we will have to adjust our statement from 38% EMS to at least 40%, maybe even 41%, which is, number one, a good sign. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it shows that we are moving in the direction, the right direction. More people are understanding the huge advantages of not manufacturing their products themselves, but having a service partner who does it for them. We are getting closer to what we think is the American numbers of about 45% in EMS. Yeah.
And whatever that number is, the good news here is that there's a lot of industry growth potential remaining, because if it's, say, 40% for Europe, as you're indicating, that means there's still 60% out there that can be. Now, how There's always been a debate in the industry as to how much of that can truly be achieved or was the optimal level. People have different opinions on that. And, you know, the industry also suffers from the fact that very few people do the sizing of that and the market sizing anymore about the total available market. And having done that in a previous career, I know that that's very difficult work and time consuming. And but a lot of the people who used to do that don't do it anymore.
It's a philosophical question, and a nice example for that is the airspace and defense industry, where if you look at, for example, countries like Germany, the defense companies are reluctant to outsource those sensitive products to service companies, whereas and that is why in for example in Germany the defense part of EMS manufacturing is less than 2%. But if you look a little further to the UK and to France, they have a strong market share in airspace and defense, and that is not just Airbus, it is real defense industry, and the UK is even exporting those products to the United States. Mm-hmm. So OEMs will have to study this further, because you cannot just discuss the price advantages away, the cost advantages away. It is definitely the case that you can save a lot of money and at the same time even improve your products, because the EMS industry is not blindsided to one product. They have a huge range of different products, and their engineers are having a much broader experience to improve, to further improve the products of their customers.
No, absolutely. And I think that as the EMS industry has become and continues to grow as kind of the manufacturing experts, electronics manufacturing experts for the industry, there's certainly more growth potential there, and the EMS certainly are exposed to a lot more. And they bring that knowledge base to bear for their, to the benefit of their clients. The last thing I want to kind of mention that was interesting from today, and by the way, we'll keep talking about this OEM outsourcing issue. This is not going away. We're doing this purposely and kind of polling people, since there aren't official numbers on that. Dita and I decided we just start asking people, what do you think it is, right? Because these are smart executives who are dealing with this industry all the time. I think that that's a valid way to kind of look at it. And as Dita said, for Sweden, we seem to be coming up with about that 70% of it being already migrated to the, or delegated to the EMS industry. But the last thing I want to talk about is, it was mentioned that we ask about energy costs and the impact on the business and what have, and we've spoken about that in a few previous podcasts. What we heard that was news today is that the Swedish government is actually rebating the country, so not just business but also individuals, for the rising energy costs, and that will be retroactive to the beginning of this year. And I think if I heard it correctly, that means that it's 55 billion SEK, which is the Swedish krona.
The Swedish krona
will be kind of rebated back. I'm not sure exactly if that's a one-time thing, if that, how that works, if there's ongoing benefits there. But I found that interesting, right? So that the EMS companies that are operating here in Sweden will be getting a rebate from the government that will certainly have a nice Christmas bonus, so to speak, at the end of the year.
Oh, yes. Everybody wants to have a bonus, me too. But definitely, we already learned that Sweden in particular is not dependent on any gas or oil imports. But still, they have four different zones in Sweden is in the north. They have a lot of hydropower, and it is difficult to get all that energy down to the south, where the majority of the industry is. So energy in the south of Sweden is more expensive than in the north, and the government thinks about that, how to make sure that all Swedish people and the industry is treated the same.
Yeah, no, I think that that was very good. And I got your message that you want a bonus Dita, so I'll buy you a beer tonight. How about that? That's
Oh,
your
that's very good.
that's your bonus here. So, okay, guys, that's it for today. We're off to our last company tomorrow. We're going to be seeing Scanfil.
Scanfil over here in Malmö, where we are tonight.
Yeah, we just arrived here earlier. And we'll be reporting on them tomorrow evening before we transition back to Germany. As always, I'd like to thank our sponsors, CalcuQuote, Cogiscan, and Micronic, who have helped make this tour possible. So thank you all. Stay tuned. More to come.